This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Dr. Lewis Barfield is a colon and rectal surgeon and chair of Mary Baird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake, the colorectal cancer multidisciplinary cancer care team. Welcome, Dr. Barfield.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Colorectal cancer, it's cancer of the colon or the rectum, is the second leading cause of cancer death in Louisiana. Why is that?
Well, colorectal cancer in and of itself is a very common cancer diagnosed. It's one of the top three cancers diagnosed, and actually in the nation and also in Louisiana, it's the second leading cause of death. You know, screening rates have improved, but still it's the second leading cancer killer in America and in Louisiana.
It's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. and in Louisiana. But it is one of the most curable of all cancer diseases if caught early. How is this so?
Well, correct. You know, colon cancer, that's good news about colon cancer, is if caught early, it can be very treatable and even treated for cure. You know, so the key is diagnosing the cancer in an early stage. And that's where really screening plays a key, because early on in the disease, colorectal cancer can be asymptomatic. And it's usually a fact that symptoms do not develop until the cancers are usually later, or later in their diagnosis.
So when would you suggest, when you say early, are we talking about a person without symptoms at age 35 having this test?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we really can't do it that early unless there are good reasons. You know, the normal screening age is age 50. That would be for an average risk individual, meaning someone without symptoms. The kind of symptoms I'm talking about would be bleeding, blood in your stool, changing your bowel habits, you know, abdominal pain, you know, things like that would necessitate us having a colonoscopy or a screening test done sooner. But if someone does not have those symptoms, that's when screening should begin, unless a patient does have a family history of colon polyps or colon cancer. Even certain other types of cancers can increase our risk. So, you know, there are some patients who probably should be screened at age 30, 35, 40, depending on their personal and family history.
A polyp. What is a polyp?
A polyp is a abnormal growth within the colon or rectum. And with time, the polyp can change and develop precancerous changes like dysplasia, and later can become a cancer. But, you know, the normal sequence for a polyp to become a cancer is a relatively long time, usually 7 to 10 years. So the typical screening test or a colonoscopy is not just a screening test, it's a preventive test. You know, if we remove colon polyps, then patients should really not get colon cancer.
The risk factors for colorectal cancer. Let's start with inflammatory bowel disease.
Yes, patients with inflammatory bowel disease are two types, a Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And both types are, you know, associated with a higher risk of colon cancer, particularly after a patient has had those diseases for years, you know, usually seven years or longer. So if a person has had either of those diseases for seven or more years, they should talk to their physician about being screened. You know, and patients with this long-standing disease should have colonoscopies yearly if they have significant colonic involvement of their Crohn's disease or if they have ulcerative colitis.
So this involves the personal or family history?
Well, for Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, that's really for a personal history.
Okay.
You know, if someone has a family history, they may be at higher risk of getting either of those diseases, but the family history of that disease process doesn't really increase your risk of colon cancer.
What about the lifestyle factors?
Lifestyle factors, well, yeah, you know, we do know that probably a diet that low in fiber or high in fat probably increases our risk. We do know that a sedentary lifestyle or lack of exercise probably increases our risk. We also know that obesity probably is associated with a higher risk of colorectal cancer. And also alcohol consumption and tobacco use also are associated with increased risk as well.
In this state, I'm sure most people would never associate alcohol consumption and tobacco use with colon cancer.
There is an association, particularly with increased or high consumption. Smoking probably is not good for anyone in any amount. In moderation, alcohol probably is not probably does not increase our risk much at all. But with heavy consumption, there's even been some studies that show even as many as two or more drinks a day can increase our risk of colon cancer.
Thank you for coming, Dr. Barfield. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith, NBCOL editor for Conversations in Medicine.